Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. Great to see you on this lovely day, especially after yesterday. And now we are in the third week of this blessed month, the second month in the Coptic year of Baba. Anybody remember the theme?
Miracles.
Awesome. You saw the miracle today, right? The first one. What was the first one? The one where the hearing of the paralytic, that God has power power to forgive sins and power, obviously, to heal. Last week was the great catch of the Peter and the disciples. So power over our livelihoods. And today we see the great power of our Lord over the demons. So again, a great tense. Today might be a good day for extra notes, because it's going to be something I think we're going to be facing a lot. So if you want to either pull out your sheet or your app, so you can hopefully take down some notes on this beautiful gospel that we just read. So today, of course, we see that Jesus has the power over the devil and over demons and over even demon possession, over the blind. This person was demon possessed, blind, and mute. So today the theme is Christ has power over the devil. Today, actually, this morning we had two baptisms, and we basically declare war against the demons, and we say, like, we cast them out, and it's almost like an exorcism against the demons, that we have power through our Lord Jesus Christ over them. I shared this with you before. The devil, like, you know, if you go into his office, he has a very simple plan. It's very simple. Like, they all know it. All the demons know it. Like, they stand, like we do at the end of our church, and we declare our vision. His vision is simple. It's to steal, kill, and destroy. To steal, kill, destroy. So every day they have a meeting. All right, ready? Steal, kill, destroy. How does he destroy us? Since he's the devil, everything is with the D's. He destroys us by deception, by discouragement, distraction, despair, division, and doubt. He diverts us, and it's like we're chasing after decoys. That's the devil. Today, we want to talk about one of these methods. So the first thing in your app, the first thing in your handout, is how he wants to destroy us by destruction. This devil was in this person. The devil's in this person today, who was demon-possessed, to destroy him. How? Many different ways. So today we're going to take one of the ways, and the ways of distraction. Distraction's all over the place. Ever watch an NBA game, right? Especially if you're if you're the visitor and you're shooting a free throw, like, forget it. What they're going to do is, you know, all these noisemakers, and they're trying to get in your face to distract you. All right, and actually, if you go, there's many cool ways. Anyways, if you want to have fun, you can see all the different creative ways that fans have found ways to distract NBA players to throw free throws. So they're just like in your face trying to distract you. They know that if they distract us, it impacts our focus. Students, all you students, grad students too, right? The worst thing is study time. It seems like all the distraction comes when we study, right? All of a sudden, the most interesting, you know, tweets or Instagrams or Facebook messages come out. Or, you know, like, I haven't talked to my grandma. I think it's a good time to talk to grandma right now during studying. I'm kind of hungry. I'm thirsty. Need a coffee. Need a drink. Distraction during studying. This person was a little bit too distracted when he was barbecuing. You know, maybe he was too much into his game, and then... So be careful today if you're barbecuing, not to get distracted. Now, this is a distraction. If your car looks like this, good luck driving. Parents, if we get too overly distracted, this is what happens with our kids. If we're not paying attention, gotta be careful. Distracted driving is now a major, major reason for accidents. 58% of teens, the reason for accidents for 58% teens is distracted driving. And we're probably not shocked, right? 9 people a day, 1,000 people get injured. 9 people die, 1,000 people get injured because of these reasons. 37% feel like if their work actually reaches out to them, they feel compelled, even if they're driving. That's how much like we're driven in terms of distraction. Ladies, a third of you admit it. This is the ones who admitted taking pictures. Maybe Snapchat, I don't know what. I don't know what you're taking pictures when you're driving. But these are the ones who admitted. Some people are even watching YouTube during driving. All right? And I know you're like the ladies. I know you're amazing and going from one thing to the other. You're spaghetti. But like makeup, phone, and driving, let's be careful out there. The devil is trying to distract us. So distraction, obviously, this was an example of just even distraction, how it impacts even just a simple thing like driving. But our lives and our closeness to Christ can be impacted. And we can be distracted by maybe our careers. Maybe all of a sudden, like we don't notice it. This is what the danger, is of distraction, is we don't notice. He is. Look, we have to give the devil props where props are due. He's a genius. He's not very creative, but he's a genius. So instead of, hey, how would you like to be hooked on cocaine, be a junkie, and ruin your life? How does that sound as a temptation? Oh, you don't like that? Nobody would be tempted of that. But to be distracted? Hey, why don't you just work a little more? Why don't you just, you know, it's okay you didn't see your kids for 4 days. It's okay. Like, you're earning money for them. They're going to enjoy, you know, that trip to Florida later on. Just a little bit of distraction, maybe in our careers, in our school. Maybe we're just after the grades and after maybe certain positions. We can be distracted even from relationships. As much as we value, and the Bible and God values relationships, but if we're all about relationships only, and we'll see a definition soon, we can be distracted. So you know what? You know, I haven't spent time with my family, we're traveling. It's okay to miss church. It's for family. Maybe it's other things. Entertainment, cleaning the house, our favorite thing. Like a little 2-minute thing could be like 2 hours later. Ever get into like rabbit holes with the house? You know, like there's a little spill in the fridge. You just take out like a rag and you notice, I mean, there's crumbs in the fruit drawer. Actually, you know what? Let's get the vacuum out. And let's take, there's more crumbs in the vegetable drawer. Let's take all the vegetables out and clean that. Oh, there's something sticky here. Oh, these mustards and, like, they're leaking. I better clean this. It's 2 hours later for like a little drop. Just like a rabbit hole. We get distracted. We spend, apparently, 6 hours, more than 6 hours on digital online, almost 2.5 hours on social media a day. TV's still a killer, you know, especially with all the stuff that's at our fingertips, you know, all these series and all, you know, whatever, Netflix and everything is at our, we can watch these series and we could go binge, you know, Netflix on, binging on Netflix. TV is like evolved, right? I mean, even like we can record anything at our time, so we can have like all these things that we missed. Now we didn't really miss them anymore. We can watch them later. What is this effect? These distractions give us attention atrophy, right? Our attention level just declines. Maybe I lost you already in this sermon. It's like I lost your attention because I'm like 3 minutes in maybe. Reading books? Ever try to get a teen now to read, unless they like read a book these days? Good luck. It's harming our ability to think and to listen even carefully. It's very, like the way we're distracted has really impacted and affected the way we are even to pray, right? Because that's already hard. But now that like I'm so bombarded with all these stuff and I'm so attracted by all these, it's almost like being in Times Square, but like every day, right? The first, if you've ever been to Times Square, it's like you're mesmerized. But that's how we are every day now. Every day. Because we're just bombarded with all these things. So distraction divides our attention. Remember one of those D words for the devil? Division? Divides our attention and prevents concentration. Right? Distraction amuses, entertains, diverts us. It shifts, this is the one I like, it shifts our attention from something of greater importance to something of lesser importance. It's important. We all agree to pray. It's all important to be here on Sunday. It's important that we get into the Word. It's important that we partake of Holy Communion every week, at least. It's important. But somehow, distraction shows us something less important that gets into our schedule. And it happens. And it happens to all of us. And that's His plan. Spiritual distraction causes spiritual accidents. We saw what distraction does to driving. Imagine now spiritual distraction. It causes spiritual accidents. Remember Martha? The story of Mary and Martha? Jesus went to a house of their really good friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and he wanted to like just be with them. Martha thought she was doing a great thing. She was serving in the kitchen. And that was like, to her, that was like, actually, she thought she was great. And actually, she was better than her sister Mary, who just sat there at Jesus' feet. And Jesus said, Martha, you're distracted with serving. But like, we have to eat, Lord. No. One thing is needed. When it's time to be with the Lord, it's time to be with the Lord. No distraction. No service, even. No service. That's why we have like yearly meetings with the kitchen group. Hey, this is the maximum we're going to take. If that's what we want to do. We don't want to get distracted. This is how much time we're going to take. If it's not ready, that's too bad. We want to focus so that we are focusing on the one thing. King David on the roof. He's distracted. He should have been with his men at war, but distracted. Then this is the same person who said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is everything. David, was the Lord everything that time when you were distracted with Bathsheba? When you watched her bathing naked on the roof? Was the Lord my salvation? Was He the one thing that I desired that you said in your psalm? That you yourself, David, said. Distraction. It's like Dory. Remember Dory? It's like, just like, there's no attention span. She's swimming, right? Finding Nemo. And then all of a sudden, oh, what am I doing here again? Just distracted. A little bit absent-minded. But this distraction kept her from the focus. It's like, what was I supposed to do again? And that's what we sometimes go through. What are we supposed to do again? What is my, like, I know I'm supposed to do something. We've all seen this picture. The original sin of the mind is distraction. We heard many comments on the fall. This is an interesting one. The original sin of the mind is distraction. Someone once said, had Adam and Eve been able to stay focused on what they were told, we wouldn't be able to be in the state which we find ourselves. Like, focus, Eve. It's not the time for a shiny fruit. It's the time to remember that we are in the presence of God. And Adam, don't be distracted by your wife. Yes, she's offering something. Distraction from that. This is the newer version of that icon. We'll read something here, and it gives us, what do we do? Because this is a big problem. And this is a great tactic. And it works. and it works, and he will continue, because the other obvious sins are too obvious. We're too smart to just fall into, no, I don't want to I don't want to divorce. I don't want to just go after my career. Of course you don't. But can you be distracted so it'll end up in that? Maybe. And this is a little bit long, but let's read it. And we'll get, again, one of our main takeaways from what to do. The sons of this world consider distraction to be something innocent, but the holy fathers recognize it to be the origin of all evils. Very similar to what we said about the original sin. As much as distraction is harmful in general, it is especially harmful in the work of God and the work of salvation, which requires constant and intense vigilance and attention. This is where, yes, we can get distracted in driving, and that could be deadly. Yes, we can be distracted in school. Yes, we can be distracted by careers, and maybe we're not paying attention to our wives or our kids or our husbands. But now, what if we're distracted for the work of God and for the work of salvation, right? I said to you in the email yesterday, we've got a great opportunity in a few weeks of a great service that this church is going to do. It's an opportunity for all of us to help. Will we be distracted? Maybe I'd rather watch football. Maybe I just want to relax on the weekend. Are we losing? Are we going to be distracted from the work of God because of distractions? He said, give vigilance and attention. The habit of attending to oneself keeps one from distraction, even amongst distraction which is noisy and surrounding one on all sides. The attentive person abides in solitude, even amidst a multitude of people. Vigilant and attention. Again, you're seeing a theme here. Are impossible with a distracted life. Impossible. If we are not vigilant, we cannot be vigilant and attentive if we leave a distracted life. Sin and the devil, who arms himself with sin, subtly creep into the mind and the heart, which is what we said. It's one of his techniques. It's one of those D's, those deadly D's, distraction. A person must constantly be on the watch against his invisible enemies. How can he be on this watch when he is given over to distraction? The distracted person is a house without doors or gates. Distraction is nourished by the unceasing effect of the bodily senses. To be attentive, on the other hand, is the first step in changing our humanity. So our church fathers are giving us the antidote. What's the solution? We have a big problem. What's the solution? Be attentive. Choose what to pay attention to. We make a choice. We sometimes, we make ourselves sometimes victims. Oh, I just didn't have time. Oh, this thing happened in the house. Oh, this thing happened at work. Oh, this thing happened in my relationship. Can we be in the driver's seat? Can we choose to do something? Let's not be victims, but choose. One more quote, and we'll get into some practical actions. This is. I like this because you get the visual of what's happening from Saint Theophan the Recluse. We slacken our attention, okay, because we're distracted, or allow ourselves to be distracted by their phantoms, the demons, and they immediately come and disturb us more boldly. If you do not come to your senses in time, they will whirl you about. Sorry, that's the vision. I feel like the devil has got me like on a lasso. He's whirling me about, distracted, just like spinning. So be sober, watch, and pray, and the enemies will do nothing to you. If we don't remember that, remember your baptism. We have power in us. They will do nothing. Those deadly deeds, deception, distraction, discouragement, nothing. We have power over them. That's why baptism is so important. This is serious. And if it's serious, we need to call the FBI. It's serious stuff, all right? Are we ready to call the FBI? Because we need an action plan. What's the FBI today? Focus. Focus. St. Paul says in Hebrews 12:2, so looking away from all that will distract us, focusing our eyes on Jesus, who's the author and perfecter of faith. St. Paul says, set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. Or another version, set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above. Habitually. Habitually. It's not a one-time focus, and then it's all time. We said this is serious, and that's why we need the FBI, the focus. King Solomon says very wisely, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. So many times he says, don't look to the right or the left. Don't be distracted. Stay focused. Stay focused on our purpose here. That's why today we read in the Catholic Epistle, therefore submit to God. Submit to God. Keep focused on God. Submit to Him. Resist the devil. Resist the distractions. Submit to God. Resist distraction. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And what's the answer? He will flee from you. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Stay focused. In each one of these three, and I mentioned each one for the FBI, well, one practical step. How do we stay focused? Can we do this? Can we do this? Remember the, let's go back. The third one, focused habitually, every day. Can we think about heaven daily? Daily. Can we put heaven in our minds? Can we just have one thought of heaven a day where we think about all the amazing things? Can we think of like how God is being praised incessantly? All everybody saying holy, holy, holy. The place where no grief, nor sorrow, nor groaning. The place where there's no death or sorrow or crying. The place that inexpressible words and inexpressible things. The place where only love exists. Can we have a daily vision of heaven which can help us in our focus? Secondly, the B. Be attentive. Right? You heard that all from the device. Be attentive. Attentive. Observant. All right? Perceptive, alert, conscientious. Like keep it on our minds. So not only think of heaven that was a one-shot scene, but be attentive. King Solomon again, be attentive to my words. Be attentive to what you read that morning. Be attentive to make sure that we are in prayer and in communion. Be attentive that there's a devil that wants to possess me as this person in the Bible, in the gospel today. And he's trying to do it through distraction. In our Agbeya prayers, in the ninth hour absolution, we pray this. We pray this. That's why I highly encourage you to use the words, because there's powerful prayers, because they know about the battles. The ones who know more about battles is these monks that lived in the desert, that they had a spiritual warfare. What does it say? Turn our minds away from the worldly cares and carnally lust to the remembrance of your heavenly statutes. Let me be attentive. I'm distracted by worldly lust and carnal lust. Worldly cares and carnal lust. But turn my mind. Help me be attentive. All right, what's the practical step? Try this. Let's try this. Log your time. Just a practical thing. Maybe, I don't know, if you have an iPhone, right, or an Apple, I don't know about the Android, but like it has a new thing. It's called screen time. It's called screen time. Even if you don't log your time, you can see. Whoa, and it'll graph it out for you. It'll tell you how much you're spending on your screen. Try to start logging. How much time am I giving, you know, to whatever TV, online stuff, gaming, social media? Maybe we don't want to do it because we're afraid of the answer, but if we want to be serious, We have to know where our time is. Are we distracted? Are we distracted? The third one. But please don't forget the first two. Intentionality. Be intentional. Intentional. What do I mean? Like, do something specific. Be intentional. Be intentional on how you're going to go about doing this. In other words, have a plan. Have a plan, a schedule. Especially after you know how much time you spent. When am I going to spend my quiet time? Where? When am I going to spend, where is the important things in my life? When do I have, like, my date nights with my spouse every week? When? Schedule. Don't be distracted. We can be easily distracted, and we can forget about each other, and we don't date each other for months. And we should do it weekly. Weekly. When do we talk? Distraction. And distraction is real. It's real. And we need to be intentional. Turn off notifications. Especially, like, again, in your prayers, right? You could be praying, oh, I pray the Agbia and everything. It's on my phone, right? And boom, 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 boom. You know? Hey, look at me. I'm in Aruba. Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah, God the Father, Punta Cana. Oh, Aruba. Right? One thing, I know probably everybody uses now their phones as alarms, right? Okay, but let's, the night before, maybe airplane mode. So we don't wake up and have be tempted. And then all of a sudden we're thrown off and we can't pray. We're focused on work already. We're focused on already somebody maybe upset me before I even get out of bed. Turn your phone notifications off. When we're obviously, hopefully in church, but like in just any time we're in the presence of God, turn these notifications. Oh. Okay, you'll like this one. Play. Play. Enjoy yourself. Take a break. Take a break. You need a break. Otherwise, we're going to be too tempted with all these distractions. Make distractions difficult. Like I said, put things in airplane mode. Maybe move your phone away from your Bible. Right? And maybe if you can't, let's go back to our physical Bibles instead of our phone Bibles. Like, make distraction difficult. We make it easy. It's so easy to be distracted. So have a plan. So get distraction away. Like, move it far. Maybe try. Try. So the practical step, by the way, so you don't get overwhelmed, is just choose one of these, all right? So each one had a practical step. Just pick one. Which one is the most for you that you want to be intentional about? Have maybe a low-tech day, right? Like, you know what? No social media Tuesdays. How does that sound? No social media Tuesdays. Nothing. All right? This is a big one for me. I just like to respond. I like to respond quickly, but it's distracting, especially when I'm preparing sermons. Like a dust can distract me. Like, the worst thing I like to do is prepare sermons. The worst, hate anything. Like, call me and I'll spend 5 hours with you on the phone. Emails come in. Okay, they come in. Don't answer them. And I'm talking to myself. Don't answer them. Maybe once an hour, answer. You know, obviously, you know, extreme cases where, like, for whatever you have to, that's fine. But in general, an email, we don't have to answer in 2 seconds. Just put it in bunches, and it's less distracting. Organize ourselves. Again, when we're disorganized, it's a distraction. It's just like, it's so hard to do things. The normal. This always comes down to sleeping, eating, and exercise, right? When we take care of ourselves, we're in better, like, we're tired, we're so distracted, right? We didn't get enough sleep. Anything could distract us. We're not physically well. We're hungry. Like now, I'm sure you're hungry, right? You're dreaming of that bagel. I know, that bagel's in your mind. I know, the bagel's coming in your mouth in 40 minutes. Don't worry. But you're hungry. So you can't think of the sermon because you want a bagel. So feed yourself. Rest yourself. and practice quietness. Practice quietness. Because distraction has totally lost that art of just being still with the Lord. Today, we see this great miracle. And we see a great warning. We see a demon-possessed person, blind and mute. And God today says, we have power over the devil. The devil is trying to get us any and which way he can. And one of these ways is distraction. Let us use this FBI approach to be focused. Focus yourself. Be attentive and be intentional. Intentionality in our lives to tackle this technique against the devil. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.